It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Sarah Fields, Executive Director of the Ozarks Transportation Organization. And today we will talk about the transportation chapter of the report, the 2019 Springfield Community Focus Report. For more on the report, go to springfieldcommunityfocus.org. First, Sarah, just tell us about the Ozark Transportation Organization, like what it does, who are the members, how it's governed, how it's funded.
We're a regional board focused on planning the future transportation system and prioritizing needed improvements for transportation. That includes roads, funding for transit, sidewalks, trails. Mm-hmm. So our membership is made up of 7 cities and 2 counties, the counties being Green and Christian, the cities being Springfield, Nixa, Ozark, Republic, Stratford, Willard, and Battlefield. We also have members from the airport and 4 citizen representatives on our board of directors. We are funded by federal gas tax. So when you are at the pump, there's a federal tax, goes up to Washington, and it comes back to us to fund our operations. Now it's an 80% funding, so 20% is paid by those cities and counties who are members to match those federal funds.
The Community Focus Report identified transportation blue ribbons and some red flags. Let's talk about the blue ribbons first. What are some positive trends you see in transportation in the Ozarks?
One thing we're very proud of is our low commute times. There's a 19-minute average commute for Greene County, and that's held pretty steady over the last 20 or so years. So the investments we are making seem to be paying off in that way. City Utilities operates our transit system, and they do a very good job and are very comparable to other transit systems in similar-sized cities. The airport topped 1 million passengers in 2018, and I believe in 2019 has had another record year. They had 40% growth over the past 5 years, so that's been wonderful. We have also began to invest heavily in multimodal. In 2004, we started with 60 miles of trails, and in 2018, we're up to 75 miles. We have another 1.5 miles, should be completed real quick, and then we continue to invest in that. So we as an organization have elected to allocate another $1.6 million in funding that should be approved this spring solely for trail projects.
So what are some red flags?
Well, funding has always been an issue for transportation, but it is becoming worse because fuel efficiency is improving. And at the gas pump, you pay a per gallon tax, not a per dollar tax. So it doesn't rise with the cost of gas, but it does decrease with fuel efficiency. So that has been a declining funding source. The city of Springfield has an ADA transition plan at over $30 million that is largely unfunded. So those funding sources need to be identified. A lot of the community would like to see increased transit frequency. While we do have a good system, we don't have the 5, 10, 15-minute frequency that a lot of citizens would like, and we don't have the funding to fund a system like that.
Now, it sounds like to me that Ozarks Transportation Organization takes a big picture view that you support traditional car transportation, but also alternative means of transportation like transit and walking and biking.
Sure. Of course, walking and biking is an equity issue so that everyone has access to transportation. It's a health issue, getting people out of their cars. It's a way to reduce emissions, but it's also a way to reduce congestion. The more people that can use alternative transportation, the more people are not in their car sitting in congestion. And one of the things we're seeing is the PM congestion continues to rise. So if we can get people walking and biking, using our trails, then it's just better for everyone.
Sarah, what does OTO do to promote transportation safety, every kind of transportation, mm-hmm. car, bike, walk?
So one of the things we do is we try to make targeted investments in safety improvements. So we start by, you know, trying to decide what the problem is and where the problem is, and that has been very difficult as far as automobile crashes. And we believe that's primarily due to distracted driving. So it's everywhere. We can't target a location because everyone everywhere seems to be on their phone or not buckled up, and the combination of those two items, it really is deadly. But the worst problem we're seeing is bicycle and pedestrian crashes. It's nationwide, statewide, but especially locally, we see those increasing. The city of Springfield has taken an effort with the Mr. Walker program to get people to stop at crosswalks, especially in school zones, which I can't imagine that people are not slowing down in school zones, but that's also the case. So really trying to provide that education to the motorists to pay attention to bicyclists and pedestrians.
Well, this all sounds great. Last, how can our listeners learn more about the Ozarks Transportation Organization?
Our website is ozarkstransportation.org, but also letsgosmart.org will direct you to all kinds of resources on the Greenway trails, transit, and other things. So,
well, thank you, Sarah. I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Our guest has been Sarah Fields, Executive Director of the Ozarks Transportation Organization. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.